Hello, everybody, and welcome to your daily soundbite for Friday, January 21st, 2005. Information for information technology and business leaders alike. I'm JT Coffenberger. Thanks for listening. The companion website for this podcast is www.ciopodcast.com. Now on to the IT news that affects your business. Think Firefox is not making a dent? Well, how about 9/10 of a point in just 1 month? That's not too shabby. Overall, use of Microsoft Internet Explorer has dropped a total of 1.5 points to its current level of 90.3% of the browser market. Could this be a continuing trend? Well, Gates himself would describe Microsoft's position in any of its markets as fragile. Yep, he said it, folks, especially when testifying in front of Congress a number of years ago. Perhaps it's time for Microsoft to learn a little bit about what he means. We can all hope. After all, competition breeds innovation, something that is sorely needed from them. How secure is your wireless network anyway? Hackers have found a way to offer a better connection to your wireless users in order to steal data. Yes, they have, and it's brutally simple. If you are in a shared office building or any place where there is wireless internet access available, an audit is definitely in order. It is a common setting for workstations to use the strongest available wireless network. So what happens if that access point is in the office next door or one above or below? Your users will jump to that point and potentially be sniffed as they enter passwords and such on websites. Beware, this is possible and easy. Make sure your workstations are set up to use named networks. Encrypt them. Allow only access from certain computers and network interface cards, and when possible, don't use wireless networks at all. On a rather slow IT news day, let's take a moment to reflect on the events of the past week. SAP threw its hat into the Oracle opportunity, offering deep discounts. SAP aims to steal some clients away from Oracle. On the heels of laying off 5,000 people, Oracle publicized its plans on the final company, ultimately merging Oracle eBusiness, PeopleSoft, and JD Edwards into a single ERP application environment. Hopefully, they'll take the best of all of these apps and make a serious competitor to SAP. Microsoft touts bold plans to support voicemail and Outlook. Oh, but you gotta wait until we release Longhorn, so it might not be available until around 2008. Well, we here at CIO Podcast won't be holding our breath for that one, but we will follow this story. This has been your Daily Soundbite for Friday, January 21st, 2005. If you have feedback or a topic request, you can reach us via podcast at ciopodcast.com, or you can leave voicemail at 800-525-1743. Additional information pertaining to the stories covered in today's podcast can be found at www.ciopodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk with you on Monday, unless something big happens that we feel you just can't wait. Have a great weekend, everybody.